Welcome to Xeno Attribute, a primary attribute industry subsidiary, by which I mean spinoff. My name is Wit, and I am our game master. I use he, him pronouns.
Hey, my name's Adam. I play as Paul. We both use he, him pronouns. Paul is our blue fly guy. We'll come up with something clever later. Right now, he's just staring at his hands that don't seem to appear very well in this light. It's trippy.
Please keep your hands on the control stick so we don't die. My name is Ian. I use they, them pronouns. I'm playing Dr. Lachlan Ray. He uses he, him pronouns and is the ship's chief medical officer, which he insists on being called over doctor. Although none of that matters right now because being a doctor is poor defense against meteorites heading directly towards your ship.
I love the completely new designation of over doctor without an under doctor. There's a lot going on.
I meant just over as in like choosing over, but I like your idea better. Well,
doctors need doctors too.
Over it as in.
I thought it was over doctor as in like overlord, but.
I like that one. I like that idea. And I think Dr. Ray would enjoy it.
Yeah. My name is Kells. I use mostly he, him pronouns. I'm playing as Oz, who also uses mostly he, him pronouns, but a different mostly. And Oz is our ex-Marine, current lead security associate. And he is feeling pretty alert. He's probably pounding down the hallways towards the gunning station to deal with what's going on.
And I'm Moss. I exclusively use they, them pronouns. I'm playing Demir, our android, who exclusively uses any pronouns. Demir's very excited because in the level up, they've finally gotten the psychology degree that they wanted to start out with. Currently,
it was a long trip.
Yeah, I know, right?
They had 14 months to themselves.
That's so true. I read so many Wikipedia articles about Freud and how he sucks.
Honestly, for a master's, that'll get you 14 months can get you most of the way there pretty easy.
Bam.
So yes, we will be playing again Mothership by Tuesday Night Games, a really cool game about space horror, working class space horror, as we like to say. We are right in the middle of our trip to Foamhault. And Kells, would you like to tell us what happened last time?
I would love to. Previously on Xeno Attribute, we met the crew, that's the four people you just heard about, in addition to Captain Chaz Chavez, mining specialists Candy and Hopper, security consultant Babu, geologist Dr. Parada, and ship's cat Campbell. They're all our co-workers with the Tricont Corporation, and we're on the ship Martell. We were briefed on the mission. It should be a resupply and pickup run to a mining outpost on a destroyed rogue planetoid in the metal-rich Foamhault system. But after 14 months, we exited hyperspace to a chaotic scene. We've got proximity alarms going off, some scans from unfamiliar ships, and one of the chunks of that rogue planetoid seems to just be missing. So that's where we find ourselves. Did I miss anything important there?
Oh, that's most of it.
Cool.
All right. So I want to make sure that we all understand the situation before going into combat rounds. Ship combat rounds are longer and more flexible than person-to-person combat rounds. But I still do want to go into that eventually to track it. However, in the short term, I'll catch you all up on what's coming at you. There is a wave of tiny rocks, most of them, you know, pebbles, gravel, but they go all the way up to bus-sized chunks. All of that is deadly to you all, though, because it is coming very, very, very fast. It is coming at the ship from roughly like a 5 o'clock angle, if 12 o'clock is the front of the ship, kind of slightly behind you. You're kind of parallel to the system, and it's coming out in a wave from the system.
Gotcha.
So it's slightly behind you, but it will partly hit along the whole starboard side.
Gotcha.
Oh, and we have our engines pointed towards the system right now, right? Because we're decelerating, or
you came in at an angle.
Okay.
Because
you just sort of popped in from hyperspace, as I understand
exactly.
It.
Yeah. So now you will turn and head in towards the system, and then flip.
Gotcha.
But the initial exit from hyperspace, you don't want to do it heading straight into the system, because that would be dangerous if you overshoot by a little bit.
Yeah.
I'm just sitting here wondering if we could flip the ship around and just start collecting stuff in the cargo. And then I'm like, no, that would go through the walls.
Yeah.
Look, going a little too fast. Match speed with the rocks and then just bring them in one by one. Definitely a thing our giant frigate can do.
You ever played pinball?
Not sure how that's applicable, but
yeah, you bounce it around. You bounce it around.
You bounce it around.
Yeah. So, any questions about the situation? Any?
I have a couple.
Yes.
First off, I know that Oz is going to be going to do the autocannon.
Yes.
Would
yes,
the mining laser be helpful at all here?
Yes, and Babu has also headed off.
Yeah, I think that would have been what Oz had told them to do. Is like, you go there, I'll go here.
I wasn't sure if this is the kind of thing that Candy or Billy should be doing, but it sounds like Babu can aim
it could
a laser,
be either way. So. It might be two to each.
Mm-hmm. It's not a bad idea.
Yeah. I'm more concerned with what the crew or what the players are doing.
Yeah.
Yeah. My plan was to give people orders. Were they not doing their jobs already? Because I don't understand how shutting up works.
Oh, sure. Fair enough.
And then the other question I had was, I think you mentioned last time there were a bunch of communications coming in.
Yes. There are a lot of people calling the ship.
Okay, cool.
From various places out there. Some of them are expected. Some of them are unexpected. Some of them, one of them, you can't even quite tell where it's coming from.
Can we take communications into more than one console, or is this an Uhura situation where there is one spot?
No, you could absolutely
you don't take have to put them on somewhere hold. Else.
Okay, yeah,
I
cool.
put away I my was... miniskirt because it's no longer required to receive communication.
No, that's standard.
Yes, yeah. Season one, next gen.
Tricot uniform.
Let me just get this miniskirt on. I was also planning on helping with communications just because, like, psychology degree.
Sure.
I figured... So we were less useless.
Yep.
the Dr. Parada and Dr. Ray could be sorting through communications, because that doesn't involve things like tracking a bunch of asteroids and helping the pilot get us not killed.
Sure. Yeah, are there other ships that we can see in this situation?
That's a good question. Okay. Demir did sensors last
bad job.
Time. And did extremely bad.
Oh.
Very, very poorly.
Uh-oh.
So only got kind of a rudimentary take on the situation.
Was able to sense the outside of our ship. Okay.
Yes.
Great.
I think we're in space.
There is a exploded debris field from some man-made object that blew up.
Okay.
Yes.
So there's chunks of something that people built just floating around.
Now... most likely that was one of the shuttles that the station had,
because
they didn't really have a lot of other stuff that would be just floating around loose.
It'd be a good time to have one of those vacuum cleaners.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And they were on a space station or?
Yes, they are on a space station. The space station is still out there.
Okay. I mean, that's free floating. It's not, they didn't go on the surface of an asteroid or anything. Okay. No.
They built stations on, like they built mining stations on the surfaces of the asteroids. The big planetoid chunks.
Yeah.
But not like permanent living.
Gotcha. Okay.
You'll go down there and you'll stay for a, you know, extended shift, maybe nap a couple times, but it's not the same.
It's not the same.
It's the office at a construction site. It's not.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
Adam, how are you? Do you have any, as the pilot?
Perhaps the most important person in the situation.
You were given the order by the captain to take evasive maneuvers as best you can.
Oh, yeah, we're going to, like, list lazily to the left, but fancy.
Sure.
You're going to Tokyo Drift to the left.
If you want to make a piloting roll, I can give you several options for what maneuvers and what very different consequences would have.
That sounds very good.
You'll get to choose between various pairs of characters to get murdered by meteorites.
Do I make piloting roll now and then we see what happens, or do I need to choose a maneuver first and then
no go ahead and make the piloting roll. That will That will determine which maneuvers I offer to you.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Like that.
That's 2d10, right?
Yes, 2d10. Well, it's percentile, so.
89%.
Oh, that's not good. That's very bad.
That's pretty bad.
Wait, is big numbers bad numbers?
Big numbers
bad. You generally want to roll under.
Damn, you roll under systems.
Yeah. It's good that you didn't get a 88 or a 99, though, because that would have been a critical failure. But that's fine. Okay. And you don't have whatever the advanced version of... You don't have astrogation, right?
I don't have astrogation,
okay.
No.
Okay, no problem. Okay. So, options that you have. The first would be to turn the ship slightly so that the rocks are coming directly at the 6 o'clock angle.
So it's not broadsides.
And then you could also burn the engines as hard as you can, which will act as like a, you know, heat buffer for some of the smaller stuff.
Mm-hmm. Hmm.
The problem with that is that then your engines are going to be taking the full brunt of the debris.
Mm-hmm.
Now that's going to protect the crew and the life support and all that, but that is possibly going to really screw up your engines.
Yeah. So what is our other option?
Your next option is to flip on the can and have the can facing the rocks. The cargo will be badly damaged. The other problem with that is that the cockpit is poking out of the front of the can.
Hmm. So yeah. Then I have to be worried about how much debris might hit the cockpit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And whether you can get out of the cockpit in time.
Well, if the cockpit's effed, then the engines are no use anyway.
That's true.
You could kind of quickly reroute them to an alternate station, but it would not nearly be as the same.
We don't have a secret command bridge.
You do not know.
That was highly expensive to do, so they only did it twice in the whole show.
Nope.
Oh, well.
Okay, well, it sounds smarter to me to potentially risk the engines and maybe have to repair them than to... does vehicle specialization in this case help?
Yes.
Because I've got...
Not enough.
Okay.
89 is far too high.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, well... glad I asked. That yes, will now inform know. Yes, us now. And our listeners.
Yes, it sure will. Hope you're trying this down, listeners.
I trust they are.
There'll be a test later.
I'm sure they're recording this even better than Kells does. Mm-hmm. I think that taking the brunt on the engines is probably the smart move here. If worse comes to worse, I may be able to repair them. We might wind up dead in space a little bit, but probably take that sooner than losing the ability to do anything else on the ship.
Yeah. Agree with that.
Or being actually dead in space.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. We'll hop into rounds now. We'll do all of you, and then it'll go through. I think we have five rounds to deal with stuff. Kells.
Yes.
Security consultant Babu asks, do you want the mining laser or the auto cannon?
You take the laser, I'll take the cannon.
Sounds great.
Aim for the big chunks.
Yep. Roger. They dive down into the rotating turret and fire it up.
Cool.
So you have the auto cannon. It's going to fire once per round, and you have more than enough shots in it to last.
Great.
I think there's enough chunks that you can keep firing each round, and it will reduce.
That sounds great.
If you want to make if you want to make a gunnery roll,
great. So that is that with my combat plus the 15 for gunnery.
Yes.
Fantastic. Love that. Looking for under a 64 here, and I got an 8.
Wow.
Yep.
That's pretty good.
Pretty good.
It's really good. Great. Yeah. You lock on and fire it up and start blasting away.
So yeah, what I'm trying to do is just take any of those big menacing looking chunks and turn them into harmless handfuls of sand.
Well, here's the thing.
Yeah, I know.
You actually don't want to turn them into sand because then they're still coming at you. And if they're small enough and if the engine trick does work, that'll actually be fine.
Okay.
But in general, what you want to try to do is explode them with explosive shells before they
scatter them in other directions.
Exactly.
Great. Yeah. Let's
deflect
do that.
Them.
Exactly. Sand headed the other way.
It's like curling.
Exactly. It's like space curling.
You're doing a bunch of takeouts.
Mm-hmm. Sure. it's a thing that makes sense to me.
Mm-hmm.
So, I need you to actually roll 2d10 for the damage.
Okay. Is that just regular d10, not percentile? Just
regular d10, add them together. And you need to get over a 12 in order to properly, completely destroy them as opposed to reducing.
Bonus for having rolled such a beautiful 8?
No, you would have gotten a bonus if you'd gotten a critical.
That's a 9 total.
Okay. It's fine, again, assuming that the it definitely reduces the damage. Sure. And assuming that the Paul's
engine gambit.
Engine trick works.
Yeah. Does the math work out that I got 3/4 of the rock destroyed?
Yes.
Cool.
Absolutely. Okay. Next I'll jump to Adam.
Mm.
Paul. You are realigning the ship. So first thing I need is a piloting check in order to lay out the route. Now again, you want low intellect. You want to get under your intellect plus 20? Wait, what is it? Hang on. Intellect plus 15.
Okay, so intellect plus, low intellect. That's, didn't realize that would be so important as a pilot. yeah, it really can't make an argument for strength, speed, or combat here. Let's see.
I can make an argument for speed, actually.
Don't overthink it, just do it on reflex.
Yeah.
I see, yeah. Well, my speed is 46.
There you go.
Jesus.
Another 20. Okay. And we are using the piloting skill and
vehicle specialization.
Vehicle specialization. Right. So that's another 15.
Yes. So that's 61.
61.
To get under 61.
I mean, that's easier, but we'll see, guys. 40.
Hey.
Okay.
Great job. Okay. Yeah. You get the angle. You've got the ship heading into that that route.
Nice.
Okay. Let's go to Moss.
Yeah.
Demir. Yes. You said that you were going to do communications.
Yeah, I think I had sort of looked at my previous failure regarding establishing the outside of the ship and just went, let's stick with my strengths, actually.
Okay.
Tossed myself in a chair, plugged myself into the communications dashboard. Some people put on headphones, but...
but you've got Bluetooth enabled, so...
I've got Bluetooth enabled.
All of the teeth are blue.
I've got red ear enabled. No.
sure. Okay. So you are in the communications system now. I can fill you in on what's going on.
Yeah.
Who is calling you first? So the first call is from the actual space station habitat. It's an emergency beacon. They are also just calling you to urgently say that they need help because everything's going wrong. then there's a call coming from the rival space station.
Oh, yes. Hyperdyne, right? Or Hypodyne?
Hypodyne. They have a little listening post on the outskirts of the system. They are calling with a very cheerful, welcoming message and also a general offer for assistance.
Okay. Just hey, sounds like something blew up.
Do you need some help with that? Yes. Then there is a call from the mining post on the missing planetoid, which helps you find the missing planetoid. The missing planetoid is headed on a parabolic route out of the solar system at kind of high speeds. Yeah, there seem to be miners on it.
Oh, jeepers.
Then you also have a very angry message coming from a mysterious ship somewhere in the asteroid field with like a just absolute tirade of a manifesto about how humanity is the virus and is ruining the natural beauty of the universe.
Wow.
Yeah, so there's a lot going on right now.
I'm sitting here just going like, do not make the angry people even more angry, but also...
Maybe not your highest priority right in this moment, but I can't make that choice for you.
Yeah, I think I'm definitely going to be prioritizing, like, I think first that I'm going to essentially, like, scroll through this and go, like, what information can I get from the messages that have been sent already? So I'm probably prioritizing the station and the mining post. Yeah, I want to see if I can get, like, the navigation stuff for the mining post, because I'm assuming they don't have a shuttle. Like, that's a bad time to be experiencing.
Yeah.
Can I ask, is the mining post, as it heads out of the solar system, is it headed out anywhere in the vicinity of the Hypodyne post, or is it kind of the other direction?
Ooh.
Or one of the other directions?
It's not like it's heading straight towards them.
Yeah.
It is definitely like heading out into their territory.
Okay.
Because they kind of own the whole outer ring.
Yeah.
There's three asteroid fields.
Yeah.
They own the outermost and the space at the edge of the solar of the system.
Yeah.
That's a really good call out.
Yeah. What I was going
to
make.
It's not heading exactly to them. It's not like they're pulling it in directly to them.
Sure. Yeah. I was just going to suggest maybe what one thing that we could do is ask Hypodyne, since they're like, yeah, we can help. If that's going to fly past them, have them just be ready to catch and intercept and we'll go from there.
Yeah. But, get one of their shuttles on it.
That's also, I will say that, to your current situation, the speed that the planetoid is headed out of the system is like a days to weeks sort of time frame, not a minutes to hours.
Not a get out there with your catcher's mitt. And
correct.
Okay.
While it is definitely a problem.
Yeah.
It is much lower on the priority list. It's big. Cool. It's a huge problem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And how to solve it is definitely a question,
but it's not a
that does deprioritize it a bit, but it also makes it easier to go. I think I am gonna hail the mining post, just go like, hey, we're going to see if we can get some help out your way, and then I'm gonna hail Hypodyne and go like, looks like we stumbled into something sort of weird. would you be able to send someone out to try to rescue that mining post? I'm second in command in this situation, so I feel like I'm able to negotiate this out later with the captain if she has an issue with it, but just sort of like, I'm willing to like if that planetoid's in your area, then I guess that planetoid's in your area. That's pretty mineral rich. Just please, you know, let's not lose our guys.
Yeah.
So I will say that you're totally welcome to say this. That's totally fine. The company's position would be much more along the lines of that's a couple trillion dollars worth of credits worth of asteroid there.
And that's we're not gonna 20, hand that off.
That's a fair point.
That's 20 dudes on there.
I will offer them first dibs for a week. I don't know that
that's something. Is that in your jurisdiction?
I don't think that's impossible.
We'll get back to that communication in a minute.
Yeah,
sure.
It's an emergency situation. I'm allowed to do whatever I want.
It certainly is.
It's human resources.
No, that's totally something that you could do. It's gonna. You realize? I just want you to know that it's going to cause problems.
Oh yeah. But yes. Also, they hired me to be second in command to
make
hard decisions.
They
for
absolutely
humans
did.
When humans make more emotional decisions.
Hired so created you.
They literally created me to make this decision, and I'm always like, I think as a Android, I have like the freedom to sort of go like, you literally did create me to make this, rather than go like, oh well, my previous employers.
Yeah, absolutely. You did just get your psychology degree, and I think that your thesis was even on the trolley problem, which this exactly is. So like,
Yeah. Matt contributing that like 20 guys can make to company and world and whatever. They probably didn't realize they were going to make like accidentally an idealist android.
I was going to ask if you're second in command and you're made by the company, like, would you really trade $1 trillion for 20 people?
It could also be something that is negotiated after the situation is resolved and also handled by the lawyers.
I think I am pretty firmly on like first dibs for a week though, because like there's only so much shit you can do in a week, but first dibs is like such a hell of a deal.
That's fine. And
rather than you get the whole fucking thing,
you can set up so much sabotage in a week.
Absolutely. And I'm not gonna make you negotiate $1 trillion future space business deal contracts, because
put that on my resume.
That's not what you want to do as your game.
Yeah, what is this? Primary attribute? Come on.
It could be, and I'd be totally into that.
He is a murder bot.
Yeah, however, I don't know that that would be good audio. That seems like something that everyone has to consent to up front.
Let's execute a merger. Okay, have your people call my people. Let me get some marketing on board. We're going to have to see if we can like put the brands together in a really interesting way to sort of spin this to our investors. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Again, I hate that you said brands together.
I want to reiterate, one of my favorite games of Traveler ever, we got down into the nitty gritty of balancing cargo in the ship for fuel efficiency. Yes. So, like...
Yeah, but that's cool, says Ian, the person who loves Death Stranding.
Say, if I was designing, like, behavioral enrichment for Wit in his enclosure, that would be on the list.
Yeah.
Wit, this is why I know we're friends, because my favorite moment in a game ever was that I just went radio dark for 20 minutes and then I came back with an incredibly intricate staircase out of very limited resources that I had like hand as I was for a Homestuck campaign. And everyone was very impressed, and I'm still writing off of that, and it happened 7 years ago.
Amazing. Well, yes. So
what else is happening in our space?
Ian, Doctor, you are also, we're going to deal with comms.
Well, it sounds like the comms situation might be kind of handled.
Could be.
Well, but you could send a message to somebody else in addition to Moss's outgoing message to Hypodyne.
You can email the dipshit. I mean, the angry message from the, I just labeled them as dipshit.
It's not very useful.
Bracket, dipshit, bracket.
God, that's tempting.
The mystery ship. Yeah. You could do that.
Hail the space station. They seem a little
bit. Space station. Some other things you could do on the ship in order to help. There are like safe shelters for this kind of thing to protect the people on the ship. So you could help the other crew get settled into those. You could also, I don't remember what your skills all are, but if you have anything to possibly help in the cockpit, you could. Do other skills that then grant advantage to Adam.
You give Paul a back rub.
Exactly.
Yes.
Zero G, chemistry, military training, pathology.
Could prep a med field or something.
That's actually a good idea. Make sure the you med could. Bay's set up.
This is also a future with chemical enhancements for, stressful situations. You know, like how the U.S. government gives our fighter pilot speed.
Yeah.
I can't believe they have the opportunity to watch that whole movie every time.
To be somewhat fair, there's a lot of prescription stimulants that are basically speed.
Sure.
It's like a lot of coffee.
Speed, as I understand it, is kind of a broad term.
It is.
Okay.
Sonic.
So those are all things you can do.
As far as people getting in the safe shelter, currently the only people that aren't occupied are myself, the geologist, and the cat. So
that's true.
I'm not sure how much settling there needs to be. I'm assuming our specialists went too, because you briefly mentioned going in pairs to the various canyons.
Yeah, I think they're assisting with the anti-debris stuff.
Yes. Okay. You could also just hunker down and get ready for triage if anyone gets hurt.
Or hail the space station, whatever you want to do.
And say, is there any benefit to trying to redo that sensor role, or has our communications gotten us enough information to get all the useful stuff out of it as far as knowing what's around?
You could get more information. There's probably more information out there. Generally, it would be computers.
I'm not so good at this. So yeah.
Do you have you had chemistry, right?
Yes.
I don't have a use for chemistry on this.
Gonna say it. There might be an argument for military training if this is more of a battlefield, but it's not. So given we're about to be hit by a bunch of meteorites.
Oh, actually I could give you something for military training. I can give you several things for military training depending on how you do. Yep.
Yeah, I'll go back over it with military training then.
Okay.
Nice.
Can I roll that using intellect plus military
training? Yes, absolutely, yes.
Okay. So military training is plus 10%. My intellect is 44. I roll a 29.
All right.
Oh, thank God.
Okay. So it kind of helps. The military training lets you kind of put together like what happened. Because you would know like the ship's moving around. It also helps you determine what happened with that, the blown up debris. So what it looks like at a quick glance is that the planetoid separated from the cluster of them, and in doing so hit a bunch of other things on its way out, and that is what has created the wave of rock headed at you.
When you say the planetoid separated from the cluster, that's one of the chunks of that rogue planet.
Yes. So the rogue planet broke up. There's like five pieces of it.
Mm-hmm.
Ranging in size from like Washington State all the way up to like Australia.
Mm-hmm.
They are generally still in the same like position that they would have been in, still kind of forming a sphere.
Mm-hmm.
But this one has broken off and is kind of on an arc out of the system. And in doing so, it hit a lot of other asteroid debris and made the shockwave that is coming at you.
And to my limited knowledge, giant planetoid chunks shouldn't just move like that. Like,
correct.
Some force was applied. Rare.
Yeah.
Ideally.
I check for a giant pool cue. All right. I convey all that information. I also wanted to check.
And the other thing, the exploded man-made object is definitely one of the station's shuttles. And it does look like it was hit by missiles.
Oh.
Missiles, you say?
Missiles, I say.
Gosh, I wonder who could have done that.
Do I detect any tiny space-suited people floating among the debris that might still be alive? Okay.
No.
I convey all this information.
Yes. All right, and we'll go back to Adam.
Mm-hmm.
So you have turned the ship slightly. Wait, you have laid in the route to turn the ship.
Uh-huh.
Now I need you to roll the ship's speed. Uh-huh. And since you did good, I'm going to say you do that at advantage. So you're going to roll twice and take the better option.
Okay. I need 2D100.
The ship's 100. Speed is 40.
40 horsepower.
The ship's speed is 40. So what am I trying to
get under 40, and you're trying to do it. You have two shots to do it.
Okay. All right. Well, that one's a 72. Let's try again.
Ooh. Yeah.
That one's a 71. What the fuck?
Mm.
Uh-oh. Okay. So you're burning, and, you know, it's just you came out of hyperspace with a lot of momentum.
Mm-hmm.
And making that turn is just a little tricky. It's okay. You still got time.
Okay.
Someone give Paul a back rub stat.
Yeah.
Okay. So, Kells.
Yes.
Oz.
Yes.
Shooting again?
Has our situation changed at all?
No.
Okay. Then, yeah, I don't see a reason to change my tactic.
Okay.
That's not good. That's an 87.
Ooh. Okay. And the mining laser is charged up and you see it blast.
Uh-huh. Well, I'm on the autocannon.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
Babu's on the
mining laser.
your autocannon shells are currently going across the universe and will ruin someone's day in about a thousand years.
The mining laser has fewer shots, does less damage, and requires charging between shots.
Yeah.
However, its targeting system is particularly well suited to shooting rocks.
Nice.
So it does have advantage there. So they are blasting away and taken out a lot of stuff.
Cool. Saying pew pew every time.
Exactly. Yeah.
Are they actually?
You don't know. You're not in there.
I'm not there. Well, aren't we on comms?
Yeah. Oh yeah, but if you're gonna say pew pew, you
don't do it into the mic.
Mute for that. Yeah.
Okay. use your cough pedal.
Yeah.
Exactly. Can you imagine if you were on like a, you know, giant military ship and like 50 people are on comms going pew, 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 pew.
That
pew.
Would not be great for morale.
I would be delighted.
Can you imagine if you started a movie in the biggest sci-fi franchise like ever and couldn't stop saying pew, pew? Because that's what happened.
That happened.
Yeah. Yeah. Which one was that? Was that?
That was the Admiral from
Last Jedi. Yeah.
Ah, very good. Very, very good.
It's amazing, and you can see it in some shots. And
I get it. I respect her for that,
too.
No problem.
I was very happy.
Okay. Moss.
Yo.
Demir, any actions you want to do right now?
I think I have pretty firmly agreed on that. Has Hypodyne gotten back to me in terms of like, yeah, we're on our way or whatever?
They're glad to you get a confirmation that they're glad to offer assistance, and they will be sending a shuttle over shortly. To the asteroid.
Great.
Planetoid.
Great.
Okay, cool. I am going to send a follow-up post to the mining post, just going like, hey, if Hypodyne shows up, do not shoot them. Thank you. we here appreciate your help at the, what is our company? Tricon Enterprises.
Yes. You immediately receive a communication that is filled with a tirade of just the most awful yelling. Calling you a plastic piece of shit, and saying that you're ruining everything that they've worked so hard for years out here.
And this is from the mining outpost?
Yeah.
Rude, unhelpful.
I'm gonna put that on mute. It's so hard to die terribly in an unpredictable accident.
Yeah.
Just derail
everything. No, not the mining. Oh, excuse me. Okay. That is not coming from the mining outpost. The mining outpost is pleasantly surprised and happy.
Okay.
I was just gonna be like, I guess we're never gonna meet in person. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
The space station command sends back a message that is a tirade of the most awful insults and yelling and calling you a plastic piece of shit.
That's a space station? That's our space station, is it not?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm gonna be like, were you going to help them? Okay.
Yeah, with that shuttle you don't have anymore. 600
we'll
pieces.
Get there.
Yeah, I'll throw them on not quite mute, but you know, I'll limit some of their notifications.
Put them on hold.
Deprioritize them.
And it's like, okay, I understand that as a meatbag, so you're kind of going through it right now. So I'm just going to let you express your emotions clearly into this small vacuum I've created for you in my notifications tab.
Transfer them to the toll-free Jimmy Buffett number and just make them listen to the music for a while.
We're standing away. All right. And back to Doc Lachlan.
Yeah. All right. I did sensors. Well, given there's a lot of piloting going on and we're about to be hit by a bunch of rocks, I will go and set up triage.
Okay.
Get all my stuff out.
Back to Adam.
What up?
We need that ship speed roll. Going for 40% here. 40. Under 40.
Under 40. Still with advantage, 40. Though.
You know what? I'm going to give you advantage. Yes. Okay. Yes, you do. Yes, you do still have advantage. I'm going to give it to you because you now have the extra data from Ian's sensor roll as well.
I just rolled a 76.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. You're getting all in the 70s.
I know, right?
Wasn't that good a decade? Come on.
Does, but it was a 95.
Oh.
I guess.
Keep trying. You'll find it.
Part of triage, I got myself out an overdose of morphine just in case this goes about as badly as it looks.
Getting the ship into position is proving tricky. Especially, I'm going to say that it's not so much that you're having this much trouble. It's more that you keep discovering new tweaks to the angle that you want to make because of where the debris is coming from and how it's angled at you. So,
okay.
Yeah, I'm giving you throwing you a little bone here.
I appreciate
it's not
that.
Totally, it's not totally difficult. Kells, Oz, take your next shot.
Okay. Can I tell that we are not where we were supposed to be at this point? In terms of the evasive maneuver happening?
You can definitely tell that it's a little slow.
Okay.
Again, you still have time.
All right.
But the urgency is ticking up.
Yeah.
You're able to visually target now, so things probably aren't going great.
What's going on up there, Blue Man Group? that is a 14 on the shot.
Hey, great. All right.
Just like Blue Man Group, he says nothing.
Staying in
character. He just gives the wide eye look.
Yeah.
okay, 2d10 damage.
That is a 6.
Oof, buddy. Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, you're chewing up the rocks.
All right.
And as long as the engine gets facing towards them, you'll be fine.
Oh boy, the instant that happens, we're all going to be so happy.
Yeah.
No pressure. It's just what we're all waiting for, but no pressure.
But how will we learn how the shift damage rolls?
All right, Moss and Ian.
It'll be fine, but no pressure.
Moss, things that you could do to help outside of comms.
Yes.
You could use mathematics or computer use to try to give boosts to Adam.
Yeah.
Seems like a good thing.
To help,
I feel like
with
that's
the,
an extremely good idea.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And now that I've completely solved this personnel issue.
that's the immediate thing that I've got in mind. You're also welcome to come up with other ideas, though.
Yeah, I'm very into that in terms of, yeah, let me know how I need to do that, because I would very much love to make sure that, like, our ship doesn't, you know, blow up or crash.
Sure. That'd be just intellect roll plus 10, because of those are both basic skills.
Okay, cool. Meaning that I need to roll under 41.
Yes.
Since I haven't rolled yet, please remind me, it's 2d10s, right?
2d10s, and one of them is the tens place and one is the ones place.
Rolling percentile.
Perfect. I lost my phone for a second, but don't worry, I put it behind me. 2d10. Ugh, that's a 53.
Uh-oh. Bummer.
Mm. I am unhelpful.
Bummer. Mm. Okay. There's a lot of yelling in the bridge. A lot of, like, throw this thruster. No, not that one.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
I'm helping by second-guessing all of your piloting.
Uh-huh.
This is the real reason why everyone takes disadvantage on fear rolls around me.
All right. And we'll... Ian, anything for you? Anything for Lachlan?
On a meta level, how scared are we getting of all these rocks coming towards
us? It's getting nervous, but you don't actually take stress or panic until stuff hits you. So,
okay. The thing I was thinking, does Dr. Parada have even like basic first aid knowledge?
No.
Okay. She did. I was going to recruit her to play assistant in the triage area in case things go really sideways, but that's not the case. So I continue to get things ready. Is there any sort of procedure for, like, you know, wear this mask in case of sudden loss of cabin pressure, or is that just
absolutely.
Really hard? There's
no, there are plenty of procedures around that. There are, there's masks everywhere. There's also, zero G suits that are at all of the hatches and the main entrance exit.
Is the mask enough that if a very small, you know, meteorite goes through my compartment and it gets exposed to vacuum, I will live long enough to get out the door?
Absolutely.
I'm going to have that, you know, loosely around my neck, ready to go.
Sure.
Just in case. I have complete faith in the piloting of Paul.
Okay. Speaking of which, Paul.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, you don't have advantage on this one.
Okay.
So you got one shot here.
It's all up to this one die.
Hang on. I have an option for you.
Okay.
There is basically a combat stimulant, pilot stimulant under your seat that you can inject.
It's like an individually, you know, packaged thing of instant coffee, except it's just cocaine.
Uh-huh.
It's what we all thought pixie sticks would be like.
Yeah, exactly. I imagine this.
It's
yeah.
Jingle jangle.
It's jingle jangle.
Oh god, how did they put it on Kimmy Schmidt? That's like pageant grade pixie sticks over there. You gotta be careful with those.
What?
Yeah, I think he's gonna take that option. Gotta stop failing.
Yeah.
We interrupt this podcast to remind kids not to do drugs.
Or pixie sticks for that matter. I mean,
also to stop failing, apparently.
Your poor teeth.
You juice yourself. All right, you're gonna have advantage until the end of this. you also are going to lose one stress.
Okay. Find the stress on my thing and burp the boop.
Okay.
Advantage.
Yeah.
Any other circumstances I should be aware of?
Advantage on anything that's like high intensity through the end of this.
Okay.
This little bit here. That's it for this one.
Okay. So
it'll also give you advantages, or like it'll give you help if you need to like do any sort of stress or resistance roles related to piloting.
Oh, nice. Okay. Paul is just going to drop this die and to that corner of the box over there. I'm really nervous, you guys.
Okay.
Well, that's another 71.
Oh my God, buddy. What are you doing?
Get a different die for your tens place there.
I've only got the one I can read.
Uh-oh.
Okay, try one more time here. Okay, there we go, 19.
Oh, thank God. All right.
All right.
Whew.
So, you Pulp Fiction syringe yourself, your eyes go real wide, and you start, you know, slightly foaming at the mouth. Don't worry about it. The company promises it's totally fine. Mm-hmm.
Pixie stims by Tricon are completely safe. Yeah.
And
I'm kind of imagining it's like a EpiPen in terms of just like this is designed to be dead easy to just stab into yourself.
Like a syringe, yeah, on things that just directly in.
But yeah, you jam in, eyes grow wide, knuckles grow tight on the controls.
Pupils just tiny.
Yeah.
And you, bright blue or whatever Spice did.
Yeah. Well, because the rest of him's blue. Orange.
Yeah.
So you can dose on the job and people won't be able to tell.
Yeah, so you slip the ship into the correct flight path and burn the engines real hard. Make me a ship combat check. So that's going to be a 40 again.
Okay. And, oh, cool. 26.
Cool. And Kells, give me your last round of autocannon fire.
Here we go. That is a 92.
Ooh. Okay. With that, the final burning of the engines, the final blasts from the mining laser and the autocannon, and then the shockwave hits the ship.
Hmm.
So, first, Moss.
Yeah.
Make me the ship's armor check.
Ooh, okay.
D100 check, and you have advantage on that because of the maneuver. So roll twice, take the better option, and you're trying to get under a 40.
Ha! Second one was 27.
There you go. Okay. The ship is hit. Everyone, gain one stress.
Mondays, am I right?
Man, I picked a really bad week to stop doing speed.
Says the robot.
It's more like overclocking.
Yeah.
All right, there were two chunks of ship, or two chunks of meteorite that were too big, or that were big enough that should have been hit if possible, that were not.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to roll for those first. Wow. Mm-hmm. 99, it entirely missed the ship.
Yes.
As hard as possible. In fact, I'm going to say that even like...
Oh, that was too hit, not how bad it was.
Okay. Like it helps us with our trajectory.
Yeah, other chunk hits the ship.
Okay.
10 points of hull damage.
Out of how many? What does
107.
That? Okay.
To what bit of the hull?
Yeah.
Back engine section.
Okay.
Do we have to run it out of hull before system damage starts, or?
No.
Nope.
Okay.
All right. So then I need everyone else to make armor checks.
Mm. Okay.
Anything to add to that?
Yes, actually. If you are wearing any body armor, that would count. A vac suit would also count. None of you, I think, went for that kind of thing.
No.
Kells, you are in the turret, which is armored a little bit more, so you will take advantage.
Okay.
And Adam should also take advantage. Adam and Moss should both take advantage being in the cockpit because they're as far away from.
Oh yeah.
Mm. Okay.
The spray as possible, and you since you're in front of the can, actually the can is protecting you a little bit. So,
all right, I still got to get this under a 39.
So everyone else gets advantage except for Ian. Ian,
I'll just be in the medical bay, die in. It's fine.
Oh, and I just rolled a 17. Let's see if I can do better.
Nope, 20. So 17.
Mine were both successes. The better was a 10.
One of my die was cocked, so I rerolled the cocked die. 9.
Oh, man.
Wow. We're so good at wearing our seatbelts.
My lowest one was a 33, which is still over my armor because it's 29. I even increased it this time.
Ouch.
You did.
I know. It's very sad.
That sucks. Everyone else takes 13 points of damage.
Oh, okay. Ooh.
And Moss takes 26.
Okay, so this is reduced from our health.
Correct.
Yes.
Now, for listener reference, my health is at 92. So 13 is rough, but it's not like D&D bad.
Your health is at what?
I now have 30 health.
And sorry, you said how much health for?
You take 13.
Yeah.
13. Okay.
If you succeeded, you take 13. If you failed, you take 26. Yeah.
What is your strength, Adam?
My character's strength is...
46?
Yes, 46.
Okay.
I knew he went for that. Yeah.
Yeah, so he got bonkers health.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, the rest of your crew.
Can I use my excellent roll to have shielded Campbell, the most important member of the crew?
Oh, Campbell has plot armor.
Sweet.
Okay. A lot of your crew is very, very badly hurt. This went not great.
Mm.
Nobody's dead.
Good.
I'm going to say on a scale of 1-2, brains are on the wall now.
That's a good thing we've got a doctor.
Some of them are in the 7-8 range.
Ugh. That's not good.
No.
It's a very low number.
Yeah.
Fortunately, I don't take their insurance. So.
No.
And now I need, now Adam, I need you to make a save for the engines.
Okay.
This will be percentile and under 40.
Under 40. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, none of my skills, I imagine, matter here. Vehicle specialization, heavy machinery, no, mechanical repair. We're not actually repairing anything yet.
No,
no.
So
no.
We're just... Okay.
Theology.
On the save.
Get this under 40.
Let's do quickly do a mechanical repair first.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Repairing damage that doesn't exist yet.
So I'm going to throw some dice and let me know what happens here. Ooh, 96.
No, nothing happens. That's what. Okay. That's yeah. I was gonna give you an idea of like, you know, if you dump the fuel from this one tank first, it won't blow up, and you know, if you reroute the coolant to this area, it'll prevent fire. But no.
Sure. Yeah, but he's not thinking about any of that
no,
right now.
No. No. He's thinking go fast, go forward, go fast.
Mm-hmm. So, okay.
Yeah. Give me that armor check.
Let's see how this goes. Okay, 54 is just outside of that range.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. All right. Your engines don't blow up, so that's great.
Great.
But they definitely stop running. Well. And slowly you all begin to drift off the floor acceleration stops as acceleration decreases.
And we're being pulled in by the...
Are we...
The star, I assume?
No.
You
have enough momentum that you...
Oh, yeah. I meant very, very slowly. I was curious what was decreasing our acceleration in space.
Just that the engines are no longer on. Like, you're no longer burning hard.
So our speed is constant. But yeah, okay.
Yeah, your speed is constant, but you're not accelerating.
Yeah.
Damn you, inertia.
Yeah. Are we in a situation where there's more oncoming stuff, or was it just kind of the one wave and now we're...
It was just the one wave, and it has hit you and passed.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, in fact, as if we find any more debris, that might slow us down a little bit, but...
Well,
please don't run us into giant rocks.
Yeah.
Slow us down.
Kells.
Yes.
You give me a save for the parts of the can that were hit.
Okay.
We're gonna see what cargo you lost.
What do I need to roll for that? Percentile under...
Percentile under 40.
Under 40.
Most of your ship's stuff is 40.
That is a 22.
Hey, great job.
You saved the Bud Light.
Is that a crit? How do crits work?
You you mostly just lost a shell of the can and some like foodstuffs and sundries.
Okay.
And like some redundant mining equipment.
Yeah.
So it it sucks.
It's a bummer, but it's not like, oh God.
Yeah.
Cool.
It's not, oh God, you didn't lose your mining walkers. You didn't lose your utility pod. You didn't lose anything like that.
Cool.
Just imagining a beautiful arc of Skittles from a bursted bag going out into space, filmed in slow motion at great expense.
Oz just screaming, my Skittles!
Slowly inflating from their taffy-like centers.
Okay, I'm obsessed with this.
Is that how that would work? It doesn't seem like how that would work. I don't know.
It's like blobfish.
I'm not a Skittleologist.
Lucky our stimulant Skittles, which are just the same thing.
Yeah.
In the pilot stims, but in a smaller dose. They're fine.
Stimulittles.
There you go.
Love it. Absolutely love it. Okay. Yeah, a lot of your people are pretty badly hurt. But the ship is okay. There are some definite oxygen like atmosphere leaks.
I imagine we brought duct tape.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
So what's everyone's post? Oh, damage the ship. You did not take that much, so you don't need to worry about a stress check. Did any of you lose more than half of your max health?
No.
No.
Nope.
Okay.
Let me do math real quick. Sorry, I was at 56 and I lost 26.
You're fine.
Okay, cool.
Barely, but you're fine.
Yeah.
And your ship did not lose half its hull.
Great.
So you're fine.
Get down to engineering, maybe.
Okay. Hey, you did not panic.
Hooray.
Hooray.
Woo.
Okay. So now, post action. Mm-hmm. What are you doing?
Who's injured?
Everyone.
Everyone a little bit.
Who's really injured?
Really injured.
The NPCs.
I think Moss isn't doing great, or
me, but not in a way you can.
Yeah,
help.
I cannot fix the android. Use the duct tape.
I was gonna say a lot of the NPCs. It sounded like.
Yeah, but I don't know which ones.
The Doc Parada.
Ooh.
Oh no.
And Specialist Hopper. Both.
Oh no.
Took some pretty bad.
So hits. Candy's up and running.
Candy's up and running. Babu's up and running.
How's right. Chaz?
Chaz is fine. Chaz was in the cockpit as well and had the most armor.
Great.
So
again, everyone is hurt. Literally no one cannot get hurt from this. But unless you like, if one of you had jumped into a vac suit and like gotten into one of the armored safety sections.
Would have been fun.
A Russian nesting doll of protection.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But no, this working to save the ship was more important than that. So
yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I kind of assumed that like Demir like had just started to get up from the comms thing because he'd heard like the klaxons or whatever and then the impact hit and now Demir's elbow is going the wrong way.
Oh, oh good.
And they're just like, yeah, okay.
the first thing I'll do is I'll grab some mag boots and the second thing I'll do is drag Dr. Parada into the bay.
Yeah, I was going to say.
I'm assuming some of the turret people are going to grab Hopper.
Yeah.
I was going to say, Babu and I are probably working on bringing Parada and Hopper to the med bay if they're not already there.
Okay. Sounds great.
Yeah, it doesn't sound very valorous, but I'm going to have Paul. He's going to be fixing up the ship however he can. Great. We've got an engine to repair.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
Patching holes.
Yeah, great. Give me mechanical repair, and Ian, give me two pathology.
So
pathology.
Is pathology a flat plus 15, or is that added on top of my plus 10 from first aid?
No, that's a flat plus 15.
Ah, well, then we can dream.
All right, intellect. Mechanical repair with vehicle specialization?
Nope, not how that works.
No, just... Oh, actually, yeah, you would take vehicle specialization, so you would get plus 15.
Okay.
You don't add them together. You only get the best one.
Okay. Well, I rolled a 75, so that's not great, I imagine.
I'm going to declare right now, you should switch your dice positions
Switch which one is 10.
The one that was,
yeah.
Yeah.
57.
I mean, it didn't help on this roll, but you're always getting in the 70s.
I know. Yeah. If any listeners want to send me a big D20, these things are hard to find. Or not, or a D20, a big percentile D10. That, yeah.
Two yeah. big D10s.
That is large print.
Yeah.
Wait, can I argue that because I took time to set up triage before stuff actually hit, that I can get advantage on my rolls?
Yes.
Okay, first off, for Parada, so I'm rolling at a 59, because I'm assuming this is going off intellect.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah.
I got a 22. It's my very first roll.
Great. And that's a crit, so you can't do better than that. Yeah. So
okay, the other one's 73 anyway. Okay, and now for Hopper. First roll is a 50, which makes it. And second roll is a 12, which super makes it.
Okay. Crits are doubles. The same number on both dice.
Mm-hmm.
So if it succeeds and it's a double, it's a critical success. If it fails and it's a double, it's a critical failure.
Okay.
So FYI, when you're all leveling up, if you can get past the next double number,
it's more worth it.
It's more worth it.
Yeah.
So like, you know, if you're at a 32, getting the extra 2 points in there to get above a 33 is valuable.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But all right. So what kind of injuries do these two have?
You do a great job on both of them. Hopper's a little worse off. He was very close to the hull when it took some hits, and he kind of like got some oxygen deprivation, hypoxia. Low, very minor. But you know, hey, he's got some blue skin too, just like you.
Oh boy.
temporary. And then Parada just got hit with a bunch of rock.
I mean, she should be used to that.
Yeah, but it's usually going much slower.
Can I say, did the rock breach the hole and then hit Parada?
Yes, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
But it wasn't, I mean, the whole hole is breached with dozens and dozens of...
We've been perforated.
Okay,
Yeah, so Adam's first stop is to kind of spread an epoxy all over the inside. And Candy is also working on that as well.
Get out your glue gun.
And the captain. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. Glue spray. Yeah. The actual space station has this problem. Like sometimes a micrometeorite will just
get you.
Yeah. Boloids.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Usually it's not a giant shockwave of them though, coming from a hurtling planetoid.
Yeah. You know,
but you know,
ideally,
so this is why we make the big bucks.
Yeah. Okay. Adam, what'd you get on your, you did not grade on your.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's fine. That's not a failure. That just means it's taking you time.
Mm, yeah. That makes sense. Cause it's not like we're going to quit.
Yeah. And it's not the situation, especially with the hull, isn't really getting worse faster or anything like that. You're okay. You're stable. It's just taking some time. So everyone's alive. Everyone's stable. Ship is stable. Ship is still.
Ship is still.
And yes, your engines are offline.
Okay.
So everyone's going to be in mag boots now.
Mm-hmm.
Or you are going to have to use 0G if you need to do anything like faster, dexterous.
So I'm 0G proficient, which I imagine is going to be helpful in.
Yeah, so you may not want to go for mag boots. You may want to just haul yourself around the corridors.
Is there the option to wear them but just have them turned off?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. 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 Totally.
Probably doing that.
I think I added those to my equipment already anyhow. So that's cool.
Can't you just get them installed?
Oh, yeah. I mean,
like Maggie. Wow.
Rude.
Yeah. I also imagine that you like to wear slippers a lot because you're kind of just inside all the time the equivalent of slippers, especially when you're under, you know, acceleration and
gravity. That would be awesome. Imagine if you're in slippers and you're in like a non, you know, fatal crash or whatever, and you're just slipping, sliding across the floor.
Oxfords at all times.
I begin to realize why my elbow is just out of place.
Okay, so you still have a lot of calls coming in at you. And
I want to tune in to our local environmental terrorist box.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. They are It is the ship Jormungandr.
Jormungandr.
Oh boy, that's always good news.
It is, isn't it? And they are from the organization known as Void Calm.
Void Calm.
Yes. Void Calm is a very, very large organization, very broad. Mm-hmm. It runs the kind of the political gamut. It is kind of a far future philosophical extension of Greenpeace or mm-hmm. the like. But their thing is we shouldn't be colonizing space, because even colonizing an empty planet is colonizing. And you are in terraforming, you are ruining nature. It's still nature, even if there's no atmosphere. It's still nature, even if there's nothing living there.
Interesting.
And some of them have a very reasonable argument there.
Yeah, I was going to say, Kells is moderately compelled by this argument.
Yes, and
Oz doesn't give a shit.
The ones that do a, you know, a collection drive in the shopping mall are extremely reasonable and totally fine. And yeah, you supporting them is absolutely reasonable. A small percentage of them go all the way to eco-fascist, eco-terrorist levels, where, bombing a mining colony and killing 2,000 people is totally justified because humans are the real virus.
Mm.
Now, given the name of the ship and that they're out here and hiding in the rocks
and sending us all caps and Facebook comment messages,
death threats.
Yeah.
They seem to be more along the second line of that than the first.
So I definitely know, but for our listeners, can you remind us what Jormungandr is?
Oh yes. It's the world serpent that is in Norse mythology. It's going to, as part of Ragnarok, swallow the earth or swallow the sun. I don't remember.
Oh, the thing from Nidhogg. Got it.
Yeah, kind of. It's not Nidhogg itself that is chewing on the roots of the world tree. It's this serpent that encircles the world.
I assume Nidhogg, I was using it just as the title of the game. I didn't realize it was also the title.
Yeah, that's also from
the edge of the level.
Yeah, I think that's what that guy is called. I could be wrong. Don't email me.
Definitely email him. His email is...
I'm going to get a t-shirt that just says, don't email me. Wear that in real life.
If you do want to write us at letters@primaryattribute.com.
Yeah,
you could do that. I don't read that.
Add us on Twitter.
So you can do whatever you want.
And it's not in this universe's canon, but you can still send us a rat.
Whoa. Please send us a rat. We're so hungry.
No, they're little zero G rats. They got their own spacesuits.
Oh man,
just jetpacking in.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. Demir would like to announce that I have reclassified brackets dipshit as brackets edgy dipshit.
Mm.
Useful.
Mm-hmm,
you're welcome. Mm-hmm,
very much so. Okay, so you have a lot going on out there. What do you want to do next? The ship is being repaired, and I imagine that you are focused on that a lot, but any other tasks that you want to do are certainly welcome. Have the rogue planetoid, you have the mystery ship, the dipshits, the edgy dipshits. You have the Hypodyne Industries. You see that they are preparing a shuttle. You can tell that from your sensors. It's going to take a little while. It's going to take a little while, especially a little while, to get to the planet.
Is our fucking district manager guy still yelling at us from
the
station?
Yes. And now that the danger to you has passed, he seems the most urgent.
Blah, blah, blah.
Is this a Demir thing, a Captain thing, or both of them? But enough better verse that mechanical stuff that they are busy doing that. Like,
this is probably a Captain thing. I was bummed that none of you wanted to be the Captain. It's fine. Don't worry about it at all.
That none of us what?
Wanted to be the Captain.
Ah. Well, I wouldn't mind explaining on promotion. It's fine.
No, it's fine. It's fine. Yeah. So, Captain Chaz, hops on the comms, has it playing out loud so you all can hear. Station Administrator Pei Lim Su comes on the screen and is furious. And he says, did you just give authorization for our direct competitors to land on a top secret facility?
I'm out of range of the screen, and also I have adjusted my eye lights so that it looks like I am rolling my eyes.
I was going to say, Demir, it's for you.
Okay.
My elbow is still backwards.
I have tried to reset it for you, just as a good sport. It has not worked.
Oh, yeah. I was going to try to snag someone to step on my hand and then just kick the elbow back in. I think that'll actually mostly fix it.
You need a Fonzie.
We try to do it, but the DRM stops us. Unauthorized interaction.
So Captain Chaz says, it seems that your multi-trillion dollar planetoid is about to go out into deep space. So my XO kind of figured that any claim was better than no claim. Administrator Pei is just fuming and still, saying you all should be the ones to get that back. You all should be the ones to resolve this. We don't need outside interference. We just need those damn terrorists to stop blowing up our ships. And quite frankly, I quite believe that this whole situation was caused by Hypodyne trying to snag our resources here. And you just played right into their hands. Chaz doesn't quite know how to respond to that. But just says, we are dealing with limited information at the time, and we are doing the best that we can. We will keep the situation fluid, and we will get this resolved for you. Anything else I can help you with right now? Otherwise, I have to repair my damn ship.
We can have a sync meeting tomorrow morning, stand up, and figure it all out. Circle back.
Yeah, just write me a one-pager about the situation. Be quiet about it. So she, lets him have it a little bit, just enough to dull the situation.
Sure.
Yeah, it's not like we could have gone out there while we were going, oh my god, not the asteroids.
Yeah.
Good lord.
I say we only got one main pilot. He was busy.
Yeah. And okay, so now that the ship is much, much calmer and in better condition, Captain calls you all to huddle and in the mess and try to figure out what to do next.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. And I do just want to say that, Demir will not take, feedback from, the station admin. But if Captain Chaz needs to go, you made this so much more difficult, I'll absolutely fucking take that. Because,
yeah,
code of command. But, I feel like, as, HR and whatever, I'm just you can scapegoat me. I don't give a fuck. I'm an android. Ooh, my ego. Ooh, my precious meat brain.
Yeah, she does say that she would prefer that it had been a little slower of a more, more methodical decision, but it is what it is, and also, there's need some help here.
Man, who loves that phrase?
It is what it is.
We'll incorporate that into my weekly feedback.
Are we in a situation?
This is a giant continent-sized chunk of planet that you have to somehow turn around. Or stop, or at least get the people off of. Mm-hmm. You do need help.
Can we just push it?
kind of. but we'll get there.
You gotta push it real good.
We're gonna Armageddon style this. Incredible.
Right. That's not a crazy idea here.
What happens in Armageddon? I need the verbs.
They need to get miners instead of astronauts. They need to get miners to go up to an asteroid because they're the only ones with the specialized training, and they have to train them to be astronauts.
This is more information than I wanted.
And then they have to blow up. This is
the wrong part of information.
They have to put explosives inside of the asteroid.
That's what I was looking for.
Yeah. Half so it doesn't hit her.
Okay.
Yeah, but first they have to bore through mineral iron and stuff. It's
okay. Well, we're not doing that part.
As a reward, they never have to pay taxes again, ever.
Wait, that's the reward.
as less of a reward, Steve Buscemi's among them. So.
Steve Buscemi's great
in that. Do not even play
Don't
with
me. Oh, no. For my boy.
Liv Tyler is in it. Tyler? Liv Tyler. Good
Arwen?
God. Yeah.
Oh. Anyway.
I'm always surprised by every other movie Liv Tyler has ever shown up in.
She is great.
Are we in a kind of situation where, once we patch up our ship and our guys, we can kind of turn around and try to get on that planetoid as...
Absolutely, yes.
As directed?
Yes, great. Absolutely. So yeah, you can definitely catch up with it. That's not going to be a problem for you at all.
Is the space station okay? Do they need help, or they kind of got it as handled as they need it to be?
So once the space station administrator gets off the line and you actually talk to
someone else,
just an operator, staff member, they are much calmer and don't give a shit about the $1 trillion.
Yeah. It's not on their paycheck either way. So
The IT service desk.
So they give you the rundown, and also they fill you in on what exactly happened, or as far as they know.
Yes.
Several days ago, and this is all the weird stuff that's happened. So we're not not sure exactly what's connected or not.
The brief.
Yes, this is the brief. Several days ago, the Jormungandr arrived. It flew around a lot and just kind of harassed the colony. It didn't make any attacks or anything at that time. Mostly it was just being a pest. The Tricont space station has three shuttles. One of those is what's blown up. One of those is, and the other two are grounded on the space station.
When you say grounded, as in they can't take off, or as in they have not?
They have not.
Oh, okay.
A little over a day ago, the planetoid A, the biggest one, and the one that the oldest and largest, you know, mining station is on, somehow broke off from the others. It did so very quickly and very violently. They're not sure how. It could have been an explosion, could have been a rocket type thing, but none of that was detected exactly. But it did crash into a bunch of things, and some of the mining station was destroyed, and it sent out the shockwave. The space station naturally immediately dispatched the shuttle to go get all the people off and at least, you know, have all the people safe. As soon as the shuttle departed, the Jormungandr launched missiles and blew it up.
Oh, where do we know where the Jormungandr is now?
It's in the asteroid field. It's running quiet. So it's you don't know exactly where it is.
Lightly hiding.
Yeah, lightly hiding. You could do a hunt for it, but you'd need to be able to move.
Yeah.
You could do sensor looking for it right now, but it would be challenging.
Sounds like our priority is probably get the ship operational again, so we're not a sitting duck in case you're
working on it.
Take another shot.
Are we able to
No pressure, launch... Papa Smurf.
Just making friends and influencing people over there, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Would we be able to launch our shuttle and get there and pick people up before Hyperdyne?
No. So your shuttle is not long range enough for that. I mean, it could get over there, but it would be like being stuck in a Mini Cooper for 3 days. it would be gross.
No, thank you.
Which speaks also, from experience. Drives a Mini Cooper.
I drive a Mini Cooper. it also only seats three, so
we'd have to do like a phone booth challenge to get everyone in there to haul them back. Got it.
Well, there's like 50 people on this station.
You guys have all been to Clown College, right?
It's where I got my third doctorate.
which Clown College?
With the E at the end, it's fancy.
Yeah,
Stanford.
Clown.
Yes.
Yes. So
just state Clown College.
Your utility pod is not beefy enough and also not big enough.
Okay,
to get out there and to rescue anyone.
Probably not faster than the ship.
No, it is absolutely not faster than the
ship. It's currently much faster than the ship.
Well, it's currently much faster than the ship.
Paul
is
working on it.
It's working. Paul's working on it.
Oh my God.
It's gonna be done. It's just slow.
If you want him to speed up, just give him a massage.
Yes, we established this. Paul runs on amphetamines and back rubs.
And who doesn't?
Coffee in his piss mug.
I know Paul's doing his best.
The coffee's disgusting, but it's really got some kick to it.
Better than piss. Was the coffee disgusting before or after it went in the piss mug?
It can be both.
What else is going on in there?
Well, we replaced the sugar with pixie stems, which is the real problem here.
Has he ever cleaned that mug?
That's
No, the coffee's boiling. Why do you need to clean it?
Yeah.
Yes.
It went in sterile.
Ah, Vaughn's is guest starring.
If you don't put any dairy in it, then it'll just be fine forever. That's like a sit.
I know you believe this is the problem.
Yeah.
I hate that.
I made this coffee 3 days ago.
No.
No.
Well, the thing is, we're using this coffee to clean other things, too.
That's true. It's a degreaser.
It's a good degreaser.
Yeah, like my insides.
Yeah.
Then I'm going to try to find a way to call CPS on you, an adult.
Apparently that's APS or something. One of my housemates is an EMT there in Gravity. You go. Not Gravity Falls, in Granite Falls.
Gravity Falls is a much more interesting place to be an EMT.
She'd enjoy that.
Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah.
But in this universe.
Yes, in this universe. you all... Yeah, you're on the road to recovering the ship, and then what you do from there.
Okay.
So I think that this is a good spot to call it for this episode.
Okay.
Yeah.
Xeno Attribute is a Primary Attribute spinoff. It has been brought to you by the people you just heard. Visit us at primaryattribute.com or find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Tumblr. We're in those places. Mothership is by Tuesday Night Games. Logo by Adam. Editing by Wit. Thank you for listening. We'll see you again next time.
With special guest star Radar the Cat as Campbell the Cat. Theme music is Igni by Scott Buckley, released under a Creative Commons 4.0 license. Check out his work at scottbuckley.com.au. We'll see you next time on Xeno Attribute.
It looks like the main thing you do after engineering is robotics, though, which I don't he might be concerned with that. I don't really know.
Anyone who comes near me with a robotics degree gets a psychology degree to the face.
It's like arm wrestling.
Yeah, I will dissect your relationship with your father until you are weeping.
It's like a wizard duel.
Just going to say, yeah, I'm not ready to be that vulnerable with him.
Yeah, no, that wasn't my impression of Paul as someone who's really excited to get in touch with his feelings.
You know, oddly enough, I imagine Paul, while he's not entirely aware, like he's one of those people who's pretty well settled in his insecurities.
Sure, yeah.
He understands what they are, and he's fine with it.
He's a dad.
Damn.
Sorry also to the dad on this accurate. Podcast.
That is also me, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
My door is closed, and I'm not seeing my thing light up, though.
It's not loud enough to cause the thing to light up, but it is detectable.
I have no way of adjusting this.
No, it's fine. Yeah, no, don't worry about it.
Mm-hmm.
Worry about
okay. It.
It'll be fine. We'll just be aware when you talk.
Yeah. I don't hear anything.
It's gone now. Yeah.
We will encase you in soundproof foam. Yeah. Every recording.
Yeah. Okay. I'll do the blanket thing.
Yeah.
Get cocooned. Really
no, tomorrow. No, too easy. This is going to be spray foam. Just going to make a dome. No air holes. So.
Make you a little burrow in which to pupate like a cicada.
That's fun. That's a fun idea.
Yeah, it's great for podcasting.
One episode every 17 years.
Yeah.